Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
The first thing that I think about when I wake up is you. Previous to washing my hair and right before I move.
It's the next morning.
So I need some morning mix to get me started on my way. Jason, Deborah.
Jason, Deborah, Jason, Deborah, Jason, Deborah, Deborah, 101 X in the morning.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news. So you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi Deb. Not quite yet, but have no fear. It's no surprise to me. Nikajda is my enemy. Because every now and then he says I don't give an S to me. Nicholas Hajda, assistant hosting the program for, I don't know, 90 seconds, probably something like that. Something around that mark.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
You're freaking me out today, dude.
Why? What's that? What's the deal?
Well, you start
Please
off-
tell me why. You're freaking me out this morning.
Which is, you came in here and you apologized for being mean to me yesterday, which let me check
that was
real quick.
That was a solemn, heartfelt moment, and now you're just going
to... That's a record.
You're just going to spray that out onto the air everywhere?
I'm going to praise you for it.
I felt that I did not treat you fairly in a certain situation yesterday, and it ate at me all day yesterday. I had to run an extra 5 miles last night just to try and feel normal again.
Get away from your demons.
I don't run 5 miles. Actually, I have no idea the distance that I run. I try to just do 35 to 40 minutes, and I don't know how far I'm going in any of that time.
Those little sparkly bracelets your Bumbleina gave you, mm-hmm. do they not keep track of your mileage or anything?
No.
Surely there's a GPS in those things?
No, they don't do anything. They don't do nothing.
Are you going to become Downloads a running app guy?
No.
Come on.
Probably
you said
not.
You weren't going to be, brags about your workouts. But
yeah. Why is that freaking you out? What are you talking about, though? I'm a heartfelt guy with feelings.
Emotions and acting like a human being for
I do
once?
That all the time.
God.
I do that all the time, I'll have you know, sir. I doubled down on that song because, it's awesome, and I had it in my head for 2 months. And also, when I did it the other day, I forgot to do the please tell me why part, which is very important.
Yes, so absolutely. Integral to the plot.
That's the way we work, man. It finally happened. We got a new president yesterday, Joe Biden, sworn in as the 46th president of the United States yesterday.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear that I will faithfully...
Joseph Robin Hood Biden?
That's what I heard.
Is that,
too.
What, is that his name?
I, Joseph Robin Hood Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Congratulations. You now may kiss the United States of America. No, wait, that's not the thing that they do.
No, they're married now.
Oh, hi, Deb.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, they're married now.
Biden then delivered an inaugural address in which he said he would be a president for all Americans. He said that we should end this, quote, uncivil war that pits red against blue, end quote.
Did you listen to it?
Jason. Bad,
oh, watch it.
Bad American.
Yeah, you are.
Yesterday, I was just lying on the couch, just glowing in the bask of just having five Tyson's tacos in about 11 minutes.
The bask, yeah, that's about right.
And I was watching an episode of Big Mouth. I'm almost there. The lake's gone, Nick.
Yes.
But yeah, season 4, Big Mouth, hot take, is pretty good, man. There was a particularly awesome foul line. Jay and Lola are together, Deb. And Jay says to Lola, I'm going to have to censor this. He says, I want to expletive your throat expletive with my
That's plenty enough.
Tongue expletive.
That's okay. Nice. And these are prepubescent children, right?
No.
Pubescent children.
Pubescent children. Yeah. They're going to eighth grade. It's like, I don't know if it's just season four is straight fire or if it's because of my affinity for eighth grade that I'm like, man, these guys are, the big mouth is really coming into its own, okay? They're really doing it upright.
Crazy.
I had to immediately text Bumbleina this line because I was like, that was some fire stuff. And she's like, you're not watching the inauguration? I was like, oh, yeah.
God,
that's
Jason.
Now, huh?
You could watch Big Mouth anytime.
And so yeah, I finished that episode and then I flipped it over and I came in the middle of Joe Biden's address, and I will tell you that I found it boring.
Oh, you're stupid.
Robotic.
You're an idiot.
Obviously reading, and that was incredibly refreshing after a president for 4 years who just seems like he's doing crowd work at the Comedy Store. I was like, good.
Boring at all. That was moving, and it touched upon so many important and poignant moments.
It didn't move me like that episode of Big Mouth.
Yeah, that's because you're cold-hearted.
You know, it's weird.
Here, what if I go in and I edit out all of his weird, awkward old man stumbles? Will that make it better for you?
Wait, hold on a second. I have decided to stand up against the old man stumbles and the people talking crap about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. He grew up with a speech impediment.
Right.
He grew up with a stutter, and he worked hard to overcome it. And when he pauses a lot of times or stumbles over his words, he's trying not to stutter in order to sound like a grown-up and not a child that it makes him feel like. Also,
so you're saying we should grade the president on a curve?
Also, the poet laureate, the 22-year-old who delivered that amazing performance, the beautifully written, the I want to say call it heartwarming. It's like flamethrower to my heart. That was incredible. She too grew up with a speech impediment, and has worked very hard to overcome that, and has a lot of hard times with certain sounds. Mm-hmm. So I thought her performance was, I mean, practically flawless.
I've consulted with my team.
What were you doing at 22? Not that.
I consulted with my team, and we've determined that I should not comment on the poetry. That it's just better if I just.
You know who also had a speech impediment growing up and did not let it ruin their lives?
Who's that?
This guy.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
Right.
Wait, growing up?
Option number three. Nick, you get worse every day.
Growing up?
You know how hard I had to work to say ours?
Do you have a speech impediment?
Yes.
Like a legitimate diagnosed?
I used to want to go to Seawood to see all the pretty gulls.
Were you the one of those kids that couldn't say aw?
Yeah.
So weird. I know a bunch of kids that can't say aw, but I never grew up in England with kids that couldn't say aw.
Are you going to stand up for Nick and defend him?
I mean,
him
for everyone, it's no one's fault that they grew up with that. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that she, the poet laureate, just delivered such a beautiful performance and the words were so moving.
Okay, here, I'll violate the recommendations.
You just said you weren't going to.
Yeah, just let me ask you this. I'll say Dick.
Wait, are you asking or are you saying?
I'll say Dick question amnesty beforehand, but I don't even know if that's, what is poetry? What is poetry?
There you go, you just did it.
Is it just some words spoken with an intense rhythm? Am I doing poetry right now?
No.
That wasn't.
You're not.
What I did was not poetry.
Poetry is, Jason.
I mean, look,
it's fluid.
I thought
like
it was
gender.
A moving thing what she did up there, but I was like, this is a poem? It doesn't seem like. Look,
there are different types of poems.
Yeah, I'm more of a Dr. Seuss, Snoop Dogg kind of poem. Poet.
You do the idiotic pentameter.
Nice. Okay. Ew. What about the thing that stole the show, though?
What about it?
Lady Gaga's skirt.
I missed the Lady Gaga portion. I was very sad that I didn't
see
that.
No, I didn't. I saw everything except, and this wasn't by design, I had to stop into my bank to sign some documents yesterday as I was driving around running errands with the dogs and doing all this stuff.
You must be rich.
Yeah,
documents,
okay.
Wow.
I just opened a different bank account. And as I ran in and signed this document,
offshore,
was when J-Lo was performing. So didn't miss a beat. However, my fashion, music, and everything cool correspondent, mm-hmm. Florida Man Kyle, got at me and said that...
Florida Man Kyle is your fashion, music, and everything cool correspondent?
Plus softball.
Wow. That is a lot.
Told me that she totally lip-synced it.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Now, but just to be clear, you are anti-Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
But formerly anti-Lady Gaga, but now you're pro-Lady Gaga.
Yes.
And you like her skirt. Better or worse than that meat dress she wore that one time?
Oh, way better.
All right. Because that was the, you didn't like the meat dress, right?
Way better. Yeah.
What about her eagle? How'd you like that? No, it's like it's not an eagle.
It was a dove.
Yeah.
I think it was like 15% too big. It could have just rested like about that big instead of that big. But no, I thought she was great. And I tell you what else I didn't like. I didn't like seeing A-Rod up there in that presidential gallery area, whatever you call that thing.
Why
all
not,
the
man?
Dignitaries and J-Lo and A-Rod.
Well, what if Lady...
Bad enough that Mitch McConnell was up there, let alone anyone else.
You get to bring a significant other. If Lady Gaga would have brought Bradley Cooper, would that have been okay?
Men are significant others, silly.
They doing it. All right. I know what's
in
going
your,
on
in
there.
In your heart and mind.
I'm going to... Bradley Cooper pees his pants in front of Joe Biden. We can't have that. You know why she didn't do that.
I guess I'll circle back and I want to watch the national anthem by Lady Gaga. Jennifer Lopez, a medley of This Is Your Land and America the Beautiful. Pass. I did see... my guy Garth, come out and sing Amazing Grace. You're a very talented performer, Garth. I want to hear a Garth song.
Yeah. Was that? Was that nice.
I mean, we were sort of saying, what song is he going to sing?
Did. We were
he
hoping
can't
for
sing
a medley.
Friends in Low Places. Colin Baton Rouge makes no sense right now. But I thought that we were going to get some sort of, you know, give me a standing outside the fire.
I thought maybe inspirational we would see Garth him song. In the evening performances. Did you watch any of that?
I was going to get to that later, but no. I mean, yeah, I saw Firework. I saw some.
Oh, I missed that, but I did see the Fuse.
Why is Tom Hanks got to stand out in the cold? What's up with that,
I know,
man?
It's very chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, Garth sang Amazing Grace. A touching moment where he asked the crowd to sing the last verse with him. I didn't hear anybody else singing.
I didn't hear anyone else. The what I was watching on, I had like the official feed going, and I thought, okay, maybe it was just better in real life.
Sure, surely. I tell you what, Garth, if you would have done the third verse to Friends in Low Places, people would start joining in, okay? And you can kiss my... Oh, yeah, I don't know about the third
verse.
It was
great when he tried to leave, though, and he was trying to get out of there.
Was that great?
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was just a nice human moment.
And maybe this was the way that I read it. But yeah, he's like getting out, and he stops, and he tips his cap to the new president, Joe Biden, and he tips his cap to Kamala Harris, and then he shakes Joe Biden's hand, and he reaches over and shakes the new second man's hand, second gentleman, Kamala Harris, shakes his hand, and then he starts to leave, and Kamala Harris sticks her hand out, and he's like, oh yeah, I can do a lady shake, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But fine, there's the awkward shaking. But then it's time to leave, man, we're moving on with the ceremony. He stops and hugs Barack Obama, hugs Michelle Obama, hugs Bill Clinton, hugs all the Clintons, the Bushes, everybody's got to go hug all of these people.
He's performed for all of the presidents. They're all his friends.
It's a pandemic, Garth. Mm-hmm. You came out wearing a mask. Why are you wearing a mask? No hugging, all right?
He wasn't wearing a mask hugging going out.
Not supposed to handshake either. Fist bumps, elbows, all right? Y5.
He's a Republican, Jason. They don't believe in the pandemic.
Maybe he's been in Hawaii and so he's clean.
That's not how it works.
All is right? it not?
That's not.
How does that work?
It is. You can don't try to compare my responsible travel to the irresponsible performance by Garth Brooks. How dare you? Let's see here, Deb. I know you were concerned because you didn't get to watch Donald Trump's departure yesterday. So our television was on the
Sorry,
fritz.
I read it on the internet. It's fine.
But
it's fine.
First of all, let us say good job, everybody, that there were no significant protest situation, or at least not that I saw anybody making trouble there. Yeah.
I think BuzzFeed had a collection of just like sad, lonely protesters at all the state capitals, where it's just like, you know, one or two people
good,
with their signs.
Good. I'm glad to see that.
One guy had a micro.
Trump delivered a final speech from Joint Andrews Air Force Base before.
It was hilarious.
quote, we left it all on the field. We're not going to look back at each other saying, if only we had worked a little bit harder. You can't work harder. Goodbye. We love you. We'll be back in some form. have a good life.
So weird. Did you hear, though, that also his peeps had written a script for him, and he's like, no, 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 guys, I just want to go off the cuff. Mm-hmm.
That's
no
why I'm telling you, I was happy to see boring reading Joe Biden, because I'm like, finally, my president is not just, you know, ad-libbing. But he did at one point admit they were, quote, not a regular administration, end quote. I'm sure he meant that in like a self-complimentary way. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a president that we love you, like tells them that we love you? I remember he said that on the protest day.
Yeah, he loves the protesters.
We love you.
Yeah. There are good people on both sides.
Back in some form.
I bet you Stonewall Jackson was an I love you guy.
Who's that?
That president that one time.
Stonewall Jackson?
Andrew Jackson?
Did they call him Stonewall Jackson?
Tito?
There is an
Stonewall Andrew, Jackson is an a Andrew country Jackson. Singer, I think.
I was going to say, he sounds like a wrestler.
No. There's the one guy
who finally took the belt from Goldberg.
Stonewall Jackson is a guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, damn it. Confederate general. God. The other Jackson.
So what point were you just about trying to make?
There's a president named Jackson, and I was just going with an old-timey president for reference.
He was just saying things to say things.
Exactly.
Oh, right. That's the way radio is.
Deb, the Morning X.
Jason and Deb, a prize pack, including a 12-pack of Bud Light Seltzer, could be yours later on this morning. In just a moment, we have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card for you to win.
Morning X Sports.
Well done, Jason.
What's up?
You did it.
I am an awesome talker on the radio guy.
Yeah.
All right? That's the way that I operate.
That's what it says on your business card.
Also, don't have to be graded on a curve. Take that.
Good job.
Okay. Now I don't feel great about saying that part.
I'm worried though that now that
don't worry, I'm gonna say way stupider things this second. I got a real stupid one planned for you. You're worried what?
I'm worried that people are gonna get this prize. They're gonna get there now. They're gonna be like, oh, it's just a water park. No, I'm disappointed.
It's not what I had.
It's not what I was sold.
What I had promised him. Yeah. So, sorry about that, my friends. Sports brought to you by Pants. A sad day yesterday. The end of an era on Inauguration Day.
So it was dadgum disappointing.
Mirrored in the sports world. Philip Rivers calling it quits, riding off into the sunset.
Is that a sad day?
You know, Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers went from, at one point, he was my least favorite player in the NFL.
I know, you used to talk
and
smack
now
about him.
I like him. I got like a little I got a little crush on Philip Rivers. I don't know how or why when he flipped the script, but I dig him.
I think I know why, and I think it's when he went from the Chargers to the Colts and your friend Kenny stopped rooting for Philip Rivers, and he represented friend Kenny's hopes and dreams, and you loved rooting against that.
Listen, anytime
he is a fan of doing that,
I can see anguish in Kenny. That does fill me with joy. I got to admit that. But you know, it's been several years that I've sort of been on the Philip Rivers train. I think it was that time he showed up at the postgame show wearing a bolo tie.
And his boots.
I was just like, look at this guy. This guy's just wearing a bolo tie. Non-ironically, I'm in on you, Philip Rivers. Now, Deb, you know Philip Rivers things. I'd say he's known for two things.
You say he looks like he's pooed his nappy.
No. That's Eli. That's Eli Manning. But that is Eli Manning, and he are all forever linked because they were the first two picks in that 2004 draft. Eli Manning didn't want to go to San Diego. San Diego had the number one pick and was like, I ain't going there. And so he flexed his way out. Wound up as a New York Giant. Philip Rivers is like, I'll go to San Diego. Sounds awesome. Let's go to San Diego. No, he's known for having a whole bunch of kids. Also, he doesn't curse. That's why Nick said it was a sad day, dadgummit.
Yeah.
Annoys the stew out of me. He won't say any bad words, Philip Rivers.
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Annoys the stew?
Yeah.
The stew, like what you eat, or a person called stew?
There's a pretty famous, like, mic'd up clip of him where he's like, yeah, I don't know, he's upset about the referees or that he can't get the ball in the end zone. But, yeah, he's just on the sideline. He's like, oh, dadgummit, annoys the stew out of me.
Aggravates the stew out of me.
Wow.
Can't even be annoyed. Announced his retirement yesterday, ending his 17-year career, 16 with the Los Angeles Chargers, and played this last year with the Indianapolis Colts. You know, on the Kenny front, we've had this debate many times before. I don't know, did I just make this up, Nick? I feel like he and Tony Romo were always, like, linked. Because
Philip Rivers and Tony Romo?
Yeah, they're sort of in the same, like, we're really good but not elite wheelhouse. I think when
they could never win the big game. Tony Romo was like he was always they were always down in the fourth quarter, driving to score a touchdown and couldn't do it, throw an interception or something.
Statistically,
joined in loserdom. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'd say statistically,
they must be joined in awesome announcerisms.
They paced each other until Tony Romo started getting hurt all the time, and now Phillip Rivers is basically going to wind up as the fifth all time guy in every yards, touchdowns. So, Tony Romo's better than you, Phillip Rivers. don't be ridiculous, man. Here, I want to read you the statement that Phillip Rivers put out yesterday, which again, I'm just like. I want to say that this is stupid and I hate you, but I love Phillip Rivers. He says, every year, January 20th is a special and emotional day. It's St. Sebastian's feast day.
Yes.
The day I played in the AFC Championship without an ACL, and now the day that after 17 seasons, I'm announcing my retirement from the National Football League. Thank you, God, for allowing me to live out my childhood dream of playing quarterback in the NFL. Thanks to all my coaches that helped me grow as a player and a person. Thanks to the support staff. I appreciate the opposing defenses making it challenging physically and mentally every week. I also enjoyed the banter. I appreciate the referees for putting up with all my fussing. I think I was right most of the time, dadgummit. Special thanks to my teammates. Without a doubt, my favorite part of the game, being a teammate. Thank you for being mine. Lastly, thank you to my wife and best friend, Tiffany. And our children, Haley, Caroline, Grace, buckle up here.
Okay, hold
Grace,
on.
Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca, Claire, Anna, Michael, Emma, Joshua, Madison.
No.
Matthew.
You're making this up now.
Olivia.
No.
Jaden.
No.
Aiden. Sophia. Ethan. Isabella.
You liar.
Jacob. Jennifer. Michael again. Christopher. Melissa. Amanda, David, Jessica, Michael a third time, Ashley, Joshua, and Sarah.
Jump the shark, dude.
When you do this on the afternoon show, if you haven't already done it yesterday, you should have Sarah with a no H and then Sarah with an H.
That's really good. I did do it yesterday.
Oh, God.
All right.
Jason, do me a favor.
What?
This is the show. That is where you take your secondhand goods.
The news, it happened. It goes both ways, okay? The news happened after this show yesterday, and I couldn't.
You're too.
I
you know
hold
You're
on.
Too proud of yourself. You're too proud of yourself, and you went too far. Jump shark.
When should I have stopped?
Second Michael.
Michael the third time wasn't good.
Should have thrown in a Gabby and a Carter for just Fred.
God damn it! Oh why aren't you there to write these things? I just thought
Lord.
The Jaden Aiden part was. As my playing career comes to an end, the next chapter begins. Good on you, Phillip Rivers.
How many kids does he actually have?
Good on me as well. Eight. The list really ended at Peter, Rebecca, Claire, and Anna.
That's too many.
That was the end. Good. We have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card. 512-835-1015 is the number. Beat me. How could anybody beat that? 512.
That's a goddamn genius, that guy.
835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me and you get $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Kiko Kalua tweets at Jason and Deb, says, good morning, y'all. Are we just going to ignore the mouse in the room? Snickers with almonds is delicious, and in my day, it was called a Mars bar. Happy belated New Year. Been nursing a torn calf muscle. Ow.
Ow.
Be careful there, man. So hang on.
Don't
wait.
Get me started down the Mars bar road.
I've heard of Mars bar, but I can't say that I've ever
Mars
had one.
Mars bar in England is different than the Mars bar. I don't know what the Mars bar is. I don't understand. It's like bizarro world sometimes when I'm like, I think I know what something is and I'll get it. And I'm like, that is not what I thought it was going to be. But yeah, Mars bar in England. Nick, tell me what this is here. It's got the nougat. And it's surrounded in chocolate, and it has the caramel on top.
Milky Way?
See, in England, a Milky Way is just the fluffy stuff.
Mm. Three Musketeers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why? Why? Why?
I do see that you operate in the opposite world sometimes. For example, you were trying to hide a rat in the studio, and you told the...
I'm trying to hide him, Jason.
Voluntarily told the building manager about how you're raising
rats.
I
wasn't trying to hide him. I just was a fan of him being around if it was a him.
The best defense is a good offense.
Be Bug Free Services.
No.
Tweets at Jason and Deb says, hey, this is Ali with Bee Bug Free Services. I can come catch that rat mouse for you. I can help you identify the places where they could get in and seal them off so it won't happen again. Do you use human traps?
Humane, you dumb.
Yesterday, you asked me to go to Tomlinson's. I went in. I was like, I'm looking for a human trap. And they're like, what? I was like, a human trap. My coworker said, come go to Tomlinson's and get a human trap.
You're saying a bunch of dumb stuff today.
They don't have those.
You really are.
They don't.
You're high on your dumb stuff today.
I got a real good dumb Joe Biden thing that we're going to get to as well.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm pretty sure Chuck got it with the shop vac when he was cleaning up all the stuff yesterday. So it's
you can't shop vac a mouse.
That's not funny. Did.
$50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts could be yours right now. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
We did wind up with a pretty sweet new bar cart type item here. What is the rats are too lazy to climb into that thing? Is that the idea?
That's kind of my point, Jason. I'm like, well, they could go over here. I mean, they'll be seen. They got to walk across the floor.
There's a whole, it's a three-tiered thing, and two of them are dedicated to what looks like Deb O'Keefe voodoo health products.
You can see it at 101x.com. Check out yesterday's blog.
Man, I assume the website is crashing now.
Rat pictures.
We got
the half of the top tier is filled with condiments for you guys. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, more like just for Nick.
I was going to say, I have one thing on there, and it's that listener gift of Pringles. What are those?
Corn.
Sweet corn. Sweet corn flavored Pringles that I'm gonna eat one of these days. Let's get that thing Mad Men'd out. All right, can I get some whiskey on there? All right,
there's a White Claw and a beer in there
that's been sitting in the cabinet for 4 or 5 years probably.
It's sealed, right. Jason.
Unfortunately, Jason, this flight is not long enough for beverage service.
You're gonna throw shade on that with some of the turds that you put in your body.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
All right.
All right, our contestant, look who's back, Coach.
Good morning.
What's up, Coach? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, buddy.
All right, Coach, are you a real coach?
I am.
Oh, sweet. What do you coach? Well, I forget. This is why it's fun.
I coach in the same district where Jason went to middle school.
Oh, that's awesome. When you say you're a coach, does it mean you're like a PE teacher? You do all this stuff?
Yeah, I'm a PE teacher and a coach.
And a coach. So a coach is different than a PE teacher.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can explain more if you... No, that's fine. That's fine. We ain't got time. All right, Coach. Coach, do you have to teach one class, like regular school? Because our PE teachers had to also do one, like, regular class, and they hated it, and they were always wearing their, like, tracksuits and stuff.
Either health or history. One of those two.
Yeah, I feel like history was one.
Yeah.
Do you have to do that?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I used to, and then we had a PE teacher retire, and I moved from the social studies to the PE.
Excellent.
Social studies.
What's social studies? You study social things?
I taught world cultures, and I taught Texas history.
Oh. Social studies? Excellent. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just sorry. Oh, I've got too many questions in me today. I'm just trying to make up for Jason's all the stupid things that he's going to say today and has already because I feel like he's just full of it. Coach, three topics. Boroughs of New York City, explosives trivia, and Super Mario secrets.
New York's been on the board for a while. Let's take that one off.
Take it off. Nice. All right, Coach. What is the smallest New York City borough by area?
I would guess that's Manhattan.
That's correct. Well done. Number two, Coney Island is part of which borough?
Coney Island.
I made Jason go there once when we were in New York. That was awesome.
Yeah, let's go with Queens.
Oh, no, it's Brooklyn.
Ah.
Yeah, I was actually in Brooklyn. Was he in Brooklyn too? Oh, I think he was in Manhattan. It's far. Even if you're in Brooklyn, going to Coney Island, that's big. But super fun. And then number three, LaGuardia is in Queens. Where is JFK?
Oof.
Is this right, Nick? Mm-hmm.
Tim and I are having a stare off.
Long Island?
It says Queens in front of me. They're both in Queens?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, trick question.
You sure?
I mean, I looked it up and then I was right. like, that's weird that they're both in there, but yeah.
All right, makes just sense. Checking.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, coach.
I'll double check, but yeah.
You got one right. That was fine. All right, Mr. Coach, or Coach, sorry.
Mr. Coach.
Chose boroughs of New York City.
I like Coach Mister.
Coach Mister.
Coach Mister, yeah.
Hmm. Boroughs of New York City.
Exactly.
Get a rope. All right. I know New York things.
Number one, what is the smallest New York City borough by area?
You know, New York, Chicago as well. Not that I've been investigating travel. Bunch of places are doing the Hawaii thing where if you get a test before you come, then it's like, oh, yeah, you're cool. You don't have to quarantine or anything like that. But everything's closed in New York, right? How am I going to go party
that pizza
in New
place
York?
Was open yesterday. You want us to start calling places in New York to see if you can actually have somewhere to go?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
All right.
Pick out a Chinatown place today. I like to do the... That's a real annoying, New York. You should separate Chinatown and Little Italy, all right? Because they're right next to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm just forced to walk from Chinatown over to Little Italy and just bang two dinners at once.
No, you're not.
If you put them on different sides
of the... obsessed with food.
Different sides
could,
of the city, then
you
I could
handle it.
I could justify doing it
but
on two different
problems,
days.
But
it's like, if I'm over here...
No,
you know,
you don't have to.
I did it wrong, too. You should go to Chinatown, eat, because then you're going to be hungry again in an hour. That's how long the wait is over
Jesus
in Little Italy.
Oh, my God.
But no, I did the Italian first, then China food.
Kids, don't listen to him. Problem. He's got serious mental issues.
Yeah. Did you ask me a question yet?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
You're Gabby today. You're on a roll.
I'm Gabby?
Gas leak. What is the smallest New York City borough? It says here by area, but I mean, I don't know what else but smallest would mean.
Well, you could go by population, I guess. That's why it's tricky.
Oh.
Because I believe, isn't Manhattan the smallest one? Oh, God damn you, Staten Island. How big is Staten Island? All right, I feel like you're trying to be all tricky, so I'm going to go.
It's not me. I didn't write this. It's Haji.
Okay, Manhattan is my answer.
Manhattan is correct.
Almost got you.
Staten Island is, I have no idea how big it is, but I feel like it is like a, just a, it might even be
it's
like the
big,
biggest
it,
one with,
I,
with
I
nobody on
second,
it.
I would say second, I can't remember, but it's much bigger than Manhattan, but just, it's partially populated.
You been to Staten Island?
No.
I mean, I've taken the ferry over there a couple times because it's a free way to see the Statue of Liberty. But I don't think I just get out and turn around and get back on the one going the other way.
I watched far enough in King of Staten Island to the scene where they're all just like on a couch on an abandoned basketball court. And I was like, I feel like I've been there.
Hang on, you watched far enough? You didn't finish King of Staten Island?
No.
It might win Best Picture in this year with no pictures. Watch King of Staten Island. What's wrong with you, man?
Where does one watch that?
Now.
HBO. Max is what I was.
Yeah, about. I was gonna say when it came out, we bought it for, we rented Prime it on demand for $20 or something like that. I've been told I need to rent the new Tom Hanks Western thing for $20.
Oh, News of the World?
Yeah, you're crinkle facing. You don't think so?
Sounds a bit boring to me, but I don't know. Might be good.
All right, is Tom Hanks playing an actual real person again?
Like,
is this somebody's biopic?
I don't think so.
It's just a made up character.
Yeah,
I like that. Good job, Tom Hanks.
But it's based on something that was real that was done back then.
Okay.
All right, can we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Number two, Coney Island is part of which borough?
Really? I've been to Coney Island.
I made you go.
Did you make me go?
Yeah, that was my idea, remember? You were staying in Manhattan, and I was staying in Brooklyn, and I was like, hey, meet me there. Let's take the train. I was on the train for like 8 hours.
I was going to say, I curse you for that 75-minute train ride.
It was long.
But I like hot dogs and the beach and roller coaster rides.
That was fun.
So I approve of Coney Island for sure.
I'd love to go back to Coney Island.
Golly, which borough would it be? I don't really know where Long Island goes, but it seems like that would be it goes all the way out there, right? It goes all the, that's the thing. Yeah, that makes sense. Long Island, final answer.
No, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
How could it be Brooklyn?
It's part of Brooklyn.
Brooklyn goes all the way out there?
Brooklyn is long and big and wide and weird shaped.
Yeah.
I was in Brooklyn
and
I went to Coney Island.
I just think of those, the hipstery type places. Okay. Coney Island, Brooklyn, really?
Yeah.
All right. How about that?
Number three, LaGuardia is in Queens, but where is JFK?
Two trick questions, huh? JFK is in Queens.
Yes, well done.
Take that, coach. Hold on, we do have a prize for you.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.